want to welcome everyone to our Keeping on Track open line. Our topic today, fine-tuning your hiring using social media. My name is Dana Barocca. I'm the CEO of Lighthouse Consulting Services, and we'll be hosting our program today. We have a few housekeeping items, and we'll jump right into our topic. For those of you joining us for the very first time, Lighthouse provides in-depth work style and personality assessments for both new hire candidates and for staff development. We also offer a number of workshop topics to associations and trade organizations. And if you'd like more information, please email me as indicated on your screen. Our Keeping on Track open line series is in response to a number of calls we've been getting from many of our clients, both domestically and globally, to address the various business issues that most organizations are facing today. Our goal is to make this an interactive program. On your screen, you'll see an area you can send questions or ideas during our discussion, and we'll attempt to respond to as many of you as possible. So please join us with your thoughts and insights along the way. At the conclusion of our program, we're going to open up the line so you can talk directly with our guests. And that's a real special time, so you want to make sure you leave a little time at the end of our program to do so. You'll also want to have some paper and a pen handy to take notes, since we'll be sharing many ideas that you'll want to consider and implement with your team and trusted advisors. Our special guest with us today is Brad Remillard, who is a longtime friend, business colleague, strategic partner, cool guy, and very knowledgeable on this topic. Many of you know Brad from his best-selling book. It's called You're Not the Person I Hired. I actually call it the Bible of Hiring. If you don't have the book, it is the Bible of Hiring. You can see there's a place on the screen where you can actually click on it later and order a copy. It covers everything. It misses nothing. If you don't have it, get it. Brad has over 30 years of experience as an executive recruiter and is well known as a national speaker on the topic of how to hire right the first time. Today, Brad will be sharing some of the techniques that he teaches in workshops, in CDs, DVD training programs, on how to raise that hiring bar by using specific methodology that Impact Hiring Solutions has developed. By taking the step-by-step approach, you'll be able to improve your hiring process that is measurable and has proven results. And today, we're just going to go through a small fraction of ideas that are shared when Brad does a workshop or in the DVD programs on using social media. I feel privileged to have Brad with us today and to share ideas that we're all facing. Also, at the end of our program, registration for our next program will begin, and the topic will be operational excellence from service to delivery. Brad, I want to welcome you, and thank you so much for being on our program again.
Well, thanks, Dana. I appreciate the introduction and the opportunity to talk to your clients and the group here today. As Dana mentioned, our topic today is social media, and I'm going to touch on different aspects. I'm going to kind of walk you through the common social media tools that are used out there and how you can use those for basically finding top talent, screening people, references. You can leverage this actually into customers and vendors and suppliers and trusted advisors, but our focus is going to be today on hiring and finding those people that you want to bring on board. And for the most part, it's at every level. And different social medias attract and are used for different types of positions and mainly even level. So one of the things to recognize that social media is not this homogeneous, everything's the same. They serve different functions, different purposes, and if you're using one social media for the wrong purpose and not getting the results, that's probably why. You're using it for the wrong purpose. You may need to shift to a different social media. And we'll talk about that as we go through there. One of the biggest issues I deal with when I talk about social media and when I work with my clients on developing a hiring methodology around social media is, why use social media? Now, the thing is, the buzz today is everybody's got to be on social media everywhere you go. It's like, you're not on social media. Maybe social media is not right for you. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean you have to do it, right? It's the old thing we were told when we were kids by our parents. Just because everybody's jumping off a cliff, are you going to do it? Maybe. Depends what's at the bottom of the cliff. So it's the same thing here. Maybe you need social media. Maybe it's right for you. Maybe you don't. But just because everybody's on that kick doesn't mean you have to. So some things you got to think about when you use social media is the big one, what is your goal with it? It's no different than anything else. What do you want to accomplish? I spoke this morning to Harvard Business School on social media, and prior to doing that, a number of people asked me if I would review their profile, and my answer was yes. But there's different reasons for being on social media. It might be to brand your company. It might be to find people. It might be to find customers. It might be for references. So there's different purposes, and if you don't have that understanding, it's very easy to just get on the bag line, do it as an activity rather than really getting effectiveness out of it. So the question you have to, who are you trying to attract? Are you looking for professionals or are you looking for labor? Two different medias you need to go through depending on the answer to that and where you're going to find them. One of the things you have to recognize is social media is not a quick fix. It's not short term. Social media is a long term process. Unfortunately, the media that we read about and the emails we get, the TV programs we watch and the emails we get only talk about those 1% that make you think overnight they went from zero hits to 3 billion hits on their website every day now, every month now, and they're making $100 million in revenue. Maybe. But for the bulk of us, it's a long-term process. It's something that takes years, meaning a couple years. We're pretty well branded at Impact Hiring Solutions around recruiting and hiring. And as Dana mentioned, we sell products on our website. I mean, we have sold products, leaf books and tapes to Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Bosnia. Now, the question is, how did those people even find us? I don't know. But it took us 2 years to get there. So in order to become a company magnet, which we're going to talk about, if you have to look at this as a long-term solution. Don't think you're just going to go on social media, move on, get it done, and boom, everything's working great. It's more longer-term, and that's part of the what is our goal. I talked about, are you in the correct forum? Should you be on Craigslist? Should you be on Facebook? Should you be on Ladders? Should you use Jigsaw? Those are questions you have to answer because each one serves a different purpose. And by the way, we're going to walk through it. The final one is, who's going to manage your social media? Just like your website. You don't just go on social media, put it up there, and say, okay, we're done, come back next year. Somebody generally manages a website, updating it, the content, refreshing it, making it current, adding new, I guess content's the best way to offer that, changing the graphics. Well, social media has to be done in the same way. So part of your consideration is, as part of your goal, how are we going to manage this? And those are just some things that I find that when I work with clients on that, helping them with their social media and hiring, they really haven't taken into consideration. They just kind of jumped into the pool and didn't stop to test to find out if the water's hot, boiling hot, or if it's freezing cold, and now they're in the pool, and what do I do? So let's walk through some of the things to consider. Some of the most widely used social media, particularly on the hiring, are some you may have heard of. And again, they all serve different purposes. And we are literally going to walk through. That's kind of our agenda today. I'm going to walk you through all of these. So
this is
LinkedIn.
Great. This is great.
So we'll talk about LinkedIn. And Dana, if you get questions, I think is there a way for people to ask questions if they want to?
Yeah, if anybody has questions going along, just put them in the chat box, and we'll try to respond to as many as possible. Or at the end of the program, we're going to open the line up. You can talk directly to Brad, either way.
Okay, and you'll see the questions, Dana, and just interrupt me and bring them in?
That's correct.
Okay, good. All right. So let's talk about what I consider to be the common social media. Granted, there are other ones, but I only got so much time, and I'm going to hit the big ones. So LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is mainly for a professional level. It doesn't necessarily mean degree, but that means professional people, salespeople, customer service professionals, accountants. And it's pretty much across the board at every level. It is rapidly, if it isn't already, becoming the first stop for just about everybody in the hiring industry. or more than that, you get a name of a person, even for a customer. You go to LinkedIn to look them up. You hear of a service provider that's recommended to you for a trusted advisor. You go to LinkedIn to look them up. You're interviewing a candidate, and you want to know if it, what their recommendations say about them. They type in LinkedIn. LinkedIn, over the past, mainly because of the recession, about, if you go back to about 2008, 2007, they were only 15 million people at best and unknown. There are over 100 million people in 3 years and growing exponentially. It is becoming almost the equivalent of Facebook, but on a professional level where Facebook tends to be more social. This is really where people need to start thinking of Facebook as, I mean, sorry, LinkedIn homepage as their own personal homepage for their business profile. Jigsaw, not really social media, but it integrates so well that it's an expensive, it's a tremendous way of finding people. So I wanted to incorporate that in here because it isn't really social media, but around hiring and using the internet, it plays a key role. Twitter. We've all heard of Twitter. Why do I want to be on Twitter? I really don't care that my next-door neighbors sit at the ice cream parlor right now or getting a latte at Starbucks. I don't really care either. Twitter is a communications tool to spread the word about your openings, to spread the word about your company, to monitor what people are saying about your company. And I can give you real-life examples where I had a problem with my cable company and a website I was dealing with. I started blasting them on Twitter. Within 24 hours, I had the VP of customer service for my cable company sending me emails and contacting me, and the same thing with this website company because people monitor that. So it's a great way to find out. It's a tremendous way to locate customers, and we'll talk more about that. Facebook tends to lean towards the social, but Facebook is integrating how you can advertise and what they used to call fan pages are now called like pages. And then finally, again, Craigslist, not really social media, but it is one of the widely used tools for recent grads, entry-level, non-professional-level people to expand widen or deepen the pool of candidates. So I'm going to walk through each of those and I hopefully give you some insight on them. If you're not using them, I hope I can hit some points that you are. And then at the end, we'll take the questions.
Perfect.
So let's go through LinkedIn. LinkedIn, as I mentioned earlier, it is absolutely outstanding for making contacts, getting contacts, and employee contacts. So if you're looking for someone in your field, it is a wonderful way to identify the sales reps in your field. If you're opening a branch, you're in Southern California, and we want to hire a salesperson in Houston, it's a phenomenal way to find salespeople in Houston because you can go in and look under salespeople, oil and gas industry, Houston, and there they all come. What a tremendous way to connect with these people. You can see their profile, and it's not like getting 50 resumes, and you can do this in 15 minutes. So everything we're going to talk about, too, by the way, is not extensive amount of time. Quite frankly, I do a lot of work on LinkedIn for my searches when I'm watching the golf tournaments on Saturday and Sunday. I'm sitting on my family room, the golf tournament's going, I got the laptop on, and I'm searching. You can do this just about any time, and that's the tremendous side of social media. You might, if you're using it for hiring, you should think about upgrading. And LinkedIn has a variety of upgrade packages available depending on what services you want available. Large companies will bring up the highest one. It's like $500 a month, but it is well worth it because it has branding ideas in it, has web pages you can set up, offers a lot of services. I happen to use it because I'm a small company. I use the first level. I got $20 a month. But what it allows me to do is save profiles as I'm seeing candidates. I can put them into a folder and say, I want to contact this person. It allows me to see third-level contacts, which you cannot see if you are not upgraded. You will just get their first name. And it allows me to do a thing called send in-mails, which means that if Dana and I are connected at a third level, or not connected on the first level, it's difficult to send a message to him to connect and say, hey, I'm looking, I saw your profile, Dana, I'd really like to connect with you. An in-mail, what it does is when you register with LinkedIn, you give them an email address. So what happens is a LinkedIn pop-up window comes, I type in the message, I don't get to know your email address. LinkedIn then forwards that message to you at your email. But depending on your level, depends how many emails you get. So you need those for third-level connections, sometimes second-level connections, to be able to communicate with them. However, you can get around that very easily with the next one. Every single person should be involved in 50 groups. That's the maximum groups you should have that LinkedIn allows you to join. Groups are the powerhouse behind LinkedIn and finding people. I'm an executive recruiter. I do searches in every industry and across multiple functions. For example, I just finished a search in Houston for an oil and gas, very senior-level salesperson in Houston, the oil and gas industry. So what did I do? I went in, I joined the groups in sales, I joined the oil and gas groups, and I joined some of the Houston geographical groups. That connected me at almost a first-level connection. That's the key. It connected me at almost a first-level connection to over 100,000 people, salespeople in the oil and gas industry in Houston. You can't get that good. And it was free. You don't get that for spending $15,000 on ladders for their resume database, which is a waste of money. But so as a recruiter, I bounce in and out of groups. Now I'm doing a search for a COO for a hotel industry. Guess what groups I join? The hospitality groups, the hotel groups, and the C-level groups. Now I have access to all these profiles of about 100,000 people, because each group has maybe 10,000 people in them or more. And I do it by industry. So if you're in a specific industry, you should get in about 10 different groups in your industry. Oil and gas, hospitality, retail, banking, finance, distribution, doesn't matter. Join those groups and connect with all those people in your groups. It's like having those resumes sitting there and profiles sitting there without having to be disturbed by them daily. Then join the types of groups where you're going to do the search, HR groups. I'm doing a VP of HR search right now. I'm in three different HR groups. Join the groups where you source, sales groups, HR groups, IT groups, web groups. They're everywhere. The powerhouse is the way it connects you to the people. Now, you can send them an email directly because you're almost a one-to-one. So you don't need to do that in-mail thing anymore to be an upgrade. You'll just say at the top of their profile, send them a message. You can just send them a message. It goes right to them. It is the powerhouse behind LinkedIn. If you and your team aren't into all these groups, you're just leaving, not utilizing the powerhouse behind LinkedIn. The groups are as powerful as having 10,000 personal first-level contacts in your profile. And by the way, probably very few people, if anybody on this call, has 10,000. Most people have a few hundred at best. Joining groups instantly connects you with these thousands of people.
Hey, Brad, a question just came in. What about starting a group within an industry?
We'll talk about that for branding. Yeah, it's a phenomenal technique to brand yourself. That kind of goes into what I talk about. We talk about becoming a corporate magnet. If I don't, bring it up again, but we'll talk about this.
Okay.
It's an incredible tool. It's like getting a like page or a fan page. Yeah, it's an incredible tool.
Okay.
Now, here's the most important thing I'm going to tell you. Pencils poised if you're going to join 50 groups, because if you don't do it this one point, you are going to regret it. You're going to find out real quick why. So don't say I didn't bring this up. When you join those groups, make sure you uncheck the box that says you want updates every time an update to the group comes. If you don't do that, your email address is going to be inundated with every time somebody makes a change on a group. They post a discussion. Somebody comments on a discussion. You have 50 groups. You could be getting 300 to 400 emails an hour because every time somebody updates it, you will be overwhelmed. Make sure I think it's the third box down when it says join the group. Make sure you uncheck that. If you didn't hear that and write that down, you're on your own. The other thing to do, one of the nice things about this, discussions. You can go into each group now, and you can start a discussion. We're looking to hire salespeople. What do great salespeople look like? Now all these people are seeing that discussion. People coming there see that you're looking for them. My next one, oh, by the way, and that's free. You can then, in all these groups, they all have a jobs tab. you can post your job there, and it's free. So now you've got all these people seeing your job posting, and it's free. Now, LinkedIn does have, like Facebook, for a very inexpensive amount of money, you can post an ad, target it to your, and it's very targeted. That's another thing about it. No more of this monster thing or ladders thing where you post an ad and you get 300-400 resumes. Most of them are irrelevant and don't have any relevance to what you're looking for, and you got to throw them out. LinkedIn and Facebook will target those ads to only show up on the profiles you want. So if you're looking for salespeople in Houston, the oil and gas industry, when those people go to their profiles, your ad's going to show up. And it's a great, and it's very inexpensive, and they'll see it right there. It's a wonderful tool for such a small amount of money to be able to literally target people, and in the groups, you spread a wider net. Posting updates. Again, continue to post updates on your profile. You can put on your profile, you know, we're searching to look for salespeople, looking for a truck driver, looking for software engineers. That'll go out to the that's now shot out to all your contacts. You can post that into the groups to spread the word. Man, you got 100,000, 200,000 people looking at this. It's unbelievable the leverage you can get. Also, here's one of the best things about it. When you, as you're going through and you're reviewing these profiles, as you're searching on LinkedIn through the profiles, and I'm not going to go into searching because it's pretty obvious how to do it. Just look at any other search. You put a name, a keyword, a title in, and there they pop up. The great thing about LinkedIn is not only do you get to see their resume, you can look at references. You can look at who refers them. What if you're about to hire somebody? And the person says, gee, I don't have any references, or they only give name, rank, and serial number, which is baloney, a whole other topic. You can go on LinkedIn. Under the, one of the tabs, you'll see references. You type in the name of the company. It will show you all the people that were at that company and have left that company. So now you go back to the candidate and say, well, I understand you don't want to give me a reference in your current company, but, you know, I was on LinkedIn and I saw Bob Jones left the company a year ago. He was in your same department. Why can't I talk to him? Now what's the person going to say? Oops. Maybe because I'm an average player and I don't want you talking to anybody.
Wow.
They may say the opposite. Oh, I never thought about that. What a great idea. Go ahead and talk to Bob. So it is a great way to get references independent of the company, independent of the person. So you can see how LinkedIn begins to add tremendous value to throwing a wide net, but focusing that net as you'd like, opening up additional opportunities to you through the groups and through the ads, not to mention the reference side of it. It's just a powerful tool that if your company's not on LinkedIn and you're not active in LinkedIn, you really should be. Let's talk about Jigsaw for a minute because most people don't even know what Jigsaw is. Jigsaw is part of Salesforce.com. Not really social media, but it's an important tool. We use Jigsaw extensively. Jigsaw is a huge database. I think there's 25 million contacts in there right now. What it is people go in there, they put in names of people and their companies, their business cards. You can now go in to Jigsaw, and if I'm looking for contacts in General Motors, in Detroit, and I want the salespeople, I go into Jigsaw, type that in there. The beauty of it will, it'll give me the list of people in there that are in the database already, and it's huge. So what can I do? I can see the names of the people. I can see the title. I can say, oh, this person looks right. This is the director of sales. No, I'm looking for a sales rep. Oh, this person's a sales rep. I click on that. And then there's a little bit of mechanics here, but then you can actually get the person's phone number and email address. So it's a whole other database for finding people in your industry. Or let's say you went on LinkedIn. You saw, and this is how we use it. I go to LinkedIn. I see a person. This person looks ideal for what I'm looking for. Most of the time on LinkedIn, there's no contact information. None. You got to go through an email, and but they don't have their email address on it. So now the question is, how do I contact this person? You go over to Jigsaw, type the person's name in. I would say 60% of the time that person's name will pop up. That's what we find, even in small companies. It's amazing. 60% of the time that name person will pop up. I click my 5 points, cost you 5 points, you buy points. I click, there's the email address. There's the phone number. And most of the time they're pretty accurate. Now here's the beauty. Once I've got the email format, I can contact anybody in that organization. So if they use steve.brad@gmproducts.com, and I want to talk to Dana Barocca, then it's going to be dana.barocca@generalmotorsproducts.com. So as I go through LinkedIn now, I don't need that anymore. I can send them an email instantly. Or I can just look up people's names. Jigsaw is a fabulous resource, and it's extremely inexpensive, but it is a tremendous resource for connecting with the person you want to connect that you may not know how to, or you don't know the person, or they're not on LinkedIn. So you just go to jigsaw.com, and it's self-explanatory. It's just a powerful tool to use when you need it, and I think as I've used it more and more, I've recognized the power of it time and time again, and particularly if you connect it with LinkedIn, because a lot of times at the bottom of LinkedIn, it will say that they want to be contacted about career opportunities. So I go over to Jigsaw, I find their email address, or I find their phone number, I call them, or I send them an email that says I was on LinkedIn, your profile mentioned you're open to being contacted about career opportunities, and I'd like to talk to you about blah, 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 blah. I've never had a negative comment yet made to me. Not one. So if you're thinking, well, people are going to want that, they've said they're open to it, and I've never had a negative comment because they've said they're open to it, and I've told them, you mentioned this on your profile, and so I'm contacting you based upon your request to be contacted, so I'm not spamming them. Okay, Twitter. Twitter is, again, really in a broad sense to social media, it's really a communication tool. It's almost like if you could go to your trade association, where all these people that you know, somewhere in this association, there's people I'd like to connect with, whether it be for a customer, whether it be to hire somebody, whether it be just to network with them. And you could get all those millions of people in a room at one time and stand on the stage with a big megaphone and say, I'm looking for help in this area, and all those people will hear you. Think about that. You can go to a stadium. You can go on the field in the stadium with a huge announcement. Hey, everybody here, because you're all in my target area, this is what I'm looking for, and all those people. You can bring your customers together. That's what Twitter is. It's a huge megaphone. It is a marketing tool, and it is a tremendous marketing tool. Now, Twitter has nothing to do with or very little bit to do with followers. And I'll talk about that in a minute. So I recommend downloading a couple of apps. There's a number of apps. The one I like the most is called Hootsuite. Just go to Hootsuite.com, download it. It's free. Hootsuite allows you to do a lot of different searching and broadcasting your position. And I'll explain that in a minute. The nice thing about Hootsuite and at Twitter, it links to Facebook and it links to LinkedIn. So anytime I want to post an update that I'm looking for someone, I can, boom, blast it out to Twitter. Now, the people on Twitter that want to know about this will hear it. If you don't understand Twitter, the fifth bullet, it's not about followers, it's about hashtags. Hashtag is just that number sign I show there. So Twitter is like a communications Google. There are billions of pages on the website, most of which none of you are interested in. You only want to go to Google and get those one pages on the search term you're looking for. Twitter hashtags are the exact same thing. When you go into Hootsuite, you're going to see add a column. Right there, big letter, add a column. Hit it, click it, a little box is going to pop up. In that box, you're going to say, okay, who do I want to see my posting or that I have an opening? So you might type in hashtag unemployed. You might type in hashtag sales. You might type in hashtag job openings. You might type in hashtag Houston. What's going to happen is Twitter will now post your tweets to those specific terms. So if Brad Remlard is in Houston looking for a sales position, I go on mine and I filter out all these other tweets except for sales and Houston. That's what I want. I'm the other end. You're the broadcast. I'm the receiver. I go on my tweet and say, look, I only want the tweets about sales and Houston. You're on the other end. When then you then post looking for a sales rep in the Houston area, you hit the send button. That's going to pop up on my Twitter page. I'm going to see that. You have targeted me. All that other garbage on Twitter has been filtered out. Now I'll see that. And I can say, oh, company in Houston. There's a link there. I'll click the link. Goes to your webpage. Goes to your LinkedIn site, wherever you want it to go. I can read it, and I can reply to it. Twitter is a big, huge megaphone that you can use to isolate, communicate, and brand your company around finding people specifically who you want. And you can do it with those hashtags as narrow as you want or as broad as you want. And that's the beauty of Twitter. It's, again, it's not about how many people follow you. It's about those hashtags and identifying your tweet to the people on the other end that are looking for you. Just like Google. You put your webpage up there based on keywords, they go in and type on keywords. In this case, your keyword was sales and Houston. The receiver was sales and Houston. Boom. Your LinkedIn, your immediate line together, they get the link, boom, they can go right to your site, see your career page. It also works with customers, branding, and many other things that we'll talk about. So don't ignore Twitter. And the great thing about Hootsuite, why I recommend Hootsuite, and TweetDeck's getting there too if they're not already, just have a look at it. The great thing about Hootsuite is you can schedule tweets. So I can go in Monday morning and say, okay, every hour I want to tweet sales Houston, looking for a sales rep in the oil and gas industry, Houston. Put the link in. For the next week, every hour on the hour, automatically, you go home. I'm tweeting right now as we talk, believe it or not. Every hour we have tweets going out. Automatic. Done. Hootsuite allows you to do that. What a great tool that you just continually do this automatically. So as people come on other side looking for sales, Houston, that tweet will pop up. They will connect with you, and it's a great broadcast form. And that's really what Twitter is all about.
Hey, Brad, I have a question. When you're doing training for hiring, do you ever help put strategic planning together and for hiring, incorporating social media, like for the timing of when to have a tweet go out? And I'm sure that there's all sorts of timing you can put in there since this is a long-term process or activity.
Yeah, because, that's the last part. I'll go to your first part. You're right. This is part of branding yourself. This is part of letting those people out there know that, hey, we're looking for salespeople in Houston, so that your brand comes out. So anytime anybody else is, 6 months from now, when somebody's looking or a passive candidate looking, you know, I saw this great company in Houston that was tweeting for salespeople. You know, I think I'll get in touch with them too. You branded yourself. So to answer your other first part, we don't do it as part of our workshops because our workshops are part. We talk about it in our workshops. The actual execution of how to do it and where to do it and working with the company on doing it is done as part of our coaching and consulting assignments that they would engage us for to do that. We do that, but it's not part of the workshop.
Okay.
We talk about how to do it, but it's not part of the workshop.
Okay.
Yeah, the execution isn't unless they want us to. They can go out and do it themselves if they'd like, and many do.
Okay. All right.
So let's talk about Facebook. Facebook is mostly social. And Facebook, because of all the privacy issues and issues on privacy, you can't always look at people's profiles. You can, kind of see who they're connected with and things at different levels of privacy, but it can be difficult. But Facebook is still a powerful tool because you can set up fan page, what they now call like pages. This is where you promote your company. This is where you show open positions. This is where your employees talk about a great place to work it is. This is where you talk about people, you build awareness, you build your brand, so that people on Facebook want to communicate with you. So one thing you want to do is have a Facebook like page or fan page that is about selling yourself, marketing yourself. So if I'm that salesperson in Houston, I think, you know, I heard of this company, but I want a little bit about them. I go on Facebook, I type it in, boom, your page pops up. I can see, oh, they've got a great place to work. Look at people enjoy working there. Look at the testimonies from the company. I can communicate with you. You can also post your ads or positions up there. Of course, you can also, again, on Facebook, very specifically target very specific people. They're getting into this, social media is rapidly moving into this, very targeted people. So, and that's their whole sell. So, and it's done in everything, by the way. You know, I'm a big golfer. I'm not a hunter. So, surprisingly enough, when I'm on my Facebook page, there always seems to be a golf vacation package there that on the right side where you get those little ads pops up. Tapping on LinkedIn more. I don't get hunting ads. So I don't hunt. Okay? So what will happen now, and you'll see it on LinkedIn, you'll start seeing ads pop up if I'm a salesperson in Houston in the oil and gas industry. And I'm at the right level and the compensation, depending on what information they put in. So, again, it's very inexpensive, but it's a way of tapping into this almost passive market. Because a lot of times these are candidates not looking for a job. They're not going to Monster. They're not going to Career Builder. They're just on there and all this ad pops up. Oh, you know, yeah, I kind of been thinking about looking at something. I want, this sounds interesting. Boom, they click on it. You're tapping into that passive candidate market because your ad is popping up by them not having to look for it like you do on Monster. You're coming now into their space, and they're making the decision to go forward. It's very targeted and very effective. But again, very long-term approach. It's not you can run an ad and get something. Don't get me wrong, but your like page, your fan pages is really should be part of your strategic hiring process. If you're an HR, you're a hiring manager, a CEO, you should be thinking about strategically as we grow or come out of recession, how are we going to find great people? Great people in your industry, the people you want to hire, are going to end up one of two places. No matter what happens, they're going to end up one of two places. That's it. They're going to either end up on your team or your competitor's team. So whoever does the better job will get the top talent. Strategic staffing and hiring is about getting them to come on your team by using some of these techniques. And also, Facebook is great now because you get integrated with these other medias. That's one of the fabulous things happening right now in the social media space. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, not so much Jigsaw or Craigslist, but they're really integrating themselves to where when you communicate with one, you're communicating with all of them. So now we're leveraging all these other resources with one simple input on our computer. No longer you have to go to LinkedIn and do it, then go to Twitter and do it, and then go to Facebook and do it. You can generally do it now with one click of a box. What a fabulous way to cut your time down and communicate with hundreds of thousands of people in a very short period of time. And these passive candidates, because you're going to their space where they hang out. What groups do they hang out in? Now you're there with them. What pages do they look for on Facebook? Now you're there with them. And these passive candidates, which you couldn't reach before, you're now tapping into them as a resource. And finally, Craigslist. Again, really not social media in the truest sense of what we think about social media, but very important. I teach a class here at a university job transition for the kids coming out of just graduating and how to put a job search plan together. And one of the things I found out that really surprised me, and because my daughter recently graduated and all her associates or friends do the same thing, I am surprised how many of these, I call them kids, graduate level people, use Craigslist. And I know why now. As I talk to more and more, this generation of college people, I don't want to call them kids, college people, they use Craigslist for everything. They want to buy a lamp for their room. They go to Craigslist because it's cheap. They want to buy a belt. They go to Craigslist. So they're so these grads coming out are so used to using Craigslist, and they always see the jobs posted there. That's where they go to find a job. They're not on LinkedIn. They don't even know what LinkedIn is yet. But if you want to find entry-level people, they're all going to Craigslist. When my daughter recently moved and her friends moved to Arizona, all of them got their jobs through Craigslist. Blown away by that. I never thought about it. And then I started asking this group of that I teach of college students, where do you all go? Where do you hang out? Craigslist. They're all using Craigslist. So Craigslist has great ways you can post jobs on Craigslist. Non-professionals use it because they're searching for to buy things, and there's the job postings, and they go over there. Entry-level are using it. It's very geographical, so unlike Ladders or Monster Career Builder, even though they tell you, I know their marketing is, we're geographically focused, that's not 100% true, and everybody knows that. That's gotten 400 ads, responses from all over the world, knows that they may be, but anybody can go in there with keywords and still send you a resume. So you can post geographically on there. You can use it in conjunction with your other tools for posting. And I think an add-on pays like $25. Can you believe that? It's like $25. I know it's under $100. And you're tapping into this. So if you're into this marketplace of thousands of people going there, again, you're entering their space. They go on Craigslist to find a lamp, to find a bed set, to buy a car. And they're, oh, well, I'm here. I wonder if the jobs are open. They click over to the jobs tab. And they look in their geographic, oh, here, I'm in Houston or I'm in Kalispell, Montana. They click on it, and they see it there. You're entering their space very efficiently, but not being intrusive. And if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it, you know, engage you. They don't have to. But this is the power that companies can usually can leverage to an extreme amount, very inexpensively. I believe firmly you don't need to spend $15,000 to $10,000 to join the Ladders resume database and the Monster database. And this is Brad Remillard's opinion. It's not worth a lot. I believe in the next 3 to 5 years you're going to find those databases absolutely free. Because with Craigslist, Facebook, LinkedIn, you don't need them anymore. I was at this Harvard group today, and there were two VPs of HR there from two very large companies. They both shook their heads at the same thing. We're not using them anymore. We're using them as a very last resort, and we'll only buy maybe a 1 month where we're looking for somebody, but first we're going to these other medias first, and then we'll go to the databases. And it just makes a lot of sense. Save yourself all that money by using these methodologies. Dana, this kind of goes to your point. Why I mentioned this is important is part of what you want to do is become a company magnet. It's part of that, what I call strategic hiring. How over the next 2 years will we get candidates coming to us as this magnet rather than us always having to go out and be reactive in this painful process of finding people? Well, you can do it through social media. It is an absolute must when using social media. Your website. Every single person, I'll ask this question, you'll know the answer. When you first hear the name of a company, where's the first place you go? www. dot is where you go. So most websites that I go to are embarrassing. They're all about the company's product. They don't have anything on there about their careers, why it's a great place to work, something that's going to attract great people. A great candidate's going to look out there and say, wow. I never thought about this. It's a great place to work. Look at all this information on their website. You can put flash on there from your employees talking why it's a great place to work. Your CEO can be on board and talk about the value of your employees. It's your website. It helps make you a company magnet. Friends will then say, hey, go to this website. Look at this great place. They'll start tweeting it out. This is that long-term approach, becoming a magnet. Using LinkedIn and Facebook to market your management team. The first place people go when you call people now and they mention, oh, let's go on top. Have you heard of Dana? You know, Dana Barocco over at so-and-so. Company's looking to hire somebody. They go to LinkedIn. What if when you go to Dana's website, LinkedIn profile, he's talking, you look at his background, you say, wow, this is the kind of person I'd like to work for. I can really learn a lot there. They're going to engage you. You go to your Facebook page. And there's your like page, your fan page. It's not just talking about product. It's talking about customer service. It's about careers. It's talking about engaging people. You're having conversation with them. This is where you have to have somebody manage your social media. You are now becoming a corporate magnet. And over a year to 2 year time frame, great talent will be coming to you because these people will be tweeting and talking to their friends and writing on their web page, hey, I talked to this great company today, and there's your company. You're making them your salespeople about why you're a great place to work. Add recommendations from your employees why they work there. If your employees don't want to work there, why do new people want to come to work there? But when people go to your fan page, they go to your LinkedIn website, and there are recommendations from the people that work there, what a great boss you are to work for. You think they're not going to send you the resume and want to engage you? In those groups, what if you start discussion and engaging these people in your connections? You just start discussions and engage them. Again, I want to stress, you can do this in less than an hour a month. So I'm not talking about an extensive amount of time. Your hiring manager has been an hour a month doing this. And you will change your hiring. An hour a month. And by the way, I believe, you may disagree with me on this, I believe if you're a hiring manager, keyword was you are a hiring manager, hiring is part of your duties, tasks, and responsibilities. It's just that it never shows up on a job description. But for an hour a month, they can take that duty, task, responsibility, hiring, and begin to engage people. At the executive team level, you can put compelling profiles up there to say, this is the kind of company, this is the kind of vision that I, this top talented person that you want to come work for you, maybe a passive candidate, this is the kind of team I want to attach my star to. Becoming a, and then, forget a minute, start a discussion group, or start your own group on LinkedIn, start your own fan page, bring your people in. Now you're engaging the very people you want to engage with. You're having discussions with them about your product, about the future, about technology, where it's going, what's happening in your industry, trade shows, marketing events, on and on and on. You can have webinars now with these people. You're the expert. We're going to put on a one-hour discussion. You can do that on Twitter. I don't have time to talk about that. You can do that on Twitter. You can say at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a Twitter discussion around new technology in the logistics industry. And you can literally set a stream up in Twitter where all these people can begin to talk to you about that. What a great way to engage people. And you become the magnet of people. So those are just some ideas around using social media. But hiring great people using social media takes time, and it is a longer-term investment. It's not a quick-term solution just when you need somebody. But it does level the playing field for if you're just a small company, to really get out there, just like the big company that had this huge budget and could afford that $15,000 or $20,000 when you can't, you level the playing field with your $25 post on Craigslist. You level the playing field with a free profile. You level the playing field with a free fan page. You level the playing field with a $100 ad on LinkedIn with all these big companies. And you can make yourself look like a big company because you care about people. It's a long-term solution that can change your company, because bringing top talent on will change a company. A bad hire has rarely dramatically impacted a company. Cost some bucks, but a bad hire doesn't impact a company dramatically. A great hire dramatically impacts a company. By changing how you do this, you can dramatically change your organization. So what to do now? On our website, this is my commercial, but it's all free. There's a lot of stuff you can download on our website. You can see it there, Impact Hiring Solutions. We have marketing statement to help you attract that top talent. So when they engage you, they say, wow, I want to talk to this person. Audio files, visual files, on everything I've talked about today. You can download a hiring process. You can, if you want to understand what the biggest mistakes in hiring are, you can download that. It's all free, our chapter on sourcing. I just want to make sure you know that this is a resource for you. It's free. You can go to our website, and it's all there. So with that, Dana, I am happy to open up the questions, if there are any.
That was phenomenal, Brad. Everyone, I'd like you all to hold the line. I need to close down this part of our program, and then we're going to open up the line. So so you can talk directly with Brad. So bear with me just for a minute while we close this part down. In just a few minutes after we conclude the show, we'll turn off the recording equipment. We'll open the line up. You talk to Brad. You'll see on your screen an area to register for our upcoming May 26 open line program, which will be Operational Excellence from Service to Delivery. To sign up today, reserve a space for yourself. Let us know if you'd like your staff or other colleagues to attend. In the next few days, you'll receive a recording and a PowerPoint for today's program. Please feel free to share it with others in your organization or within your association. Brad and I want to thank you so much for your time today and for all the valuable ideas that have been shared. If you'd like to contact Brad for further discussion on specifics about your industry, your team, or to have some one-to-one time together to discuss any of the ideas shared today, you'll see Brad's contact information on your screen. Also, Brad is a national speaker, and for those of you that are on the program today on the call that are the heads of associations, Brad delivers a dynamic program. The information shared today is the property of Lighthouse Consulting Services, LLC, located in Santa Monica, California. Our mission statement is to bring effective insight to your organization. If you'd like more information on our services, please write me at dana@lighthouseconsulting.com. If you have other topics you'd like us to address, please let us know. And thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to having you join us for our next Keeping on Track Open
Dana.
Line program.
Dana.
Have a great day.
Dana.
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to open up the questions?
I'm going to open it up just right now. I just need to close that down. So let me turn the recording off, and we'll open it up, and off we go.